Early Day Miners frontman Dan Burton began his career in rock music the same way a lot of Bloomingtonians in the 90s did, through the power of a Help Wanted ad.
I answered one of those bulletins on a record store board for a band that needed a bassist, and I played guitar at the time, so I joined Atavan as a result of that. And when everybody graduated from college, I started Early Day Miners because I stuck around. So I needed a new band.
Now nearing the 10-year mark, Early Day Miners has dramatically changed, both in its sound and its lineup. Yet the band remains a heavyweight in the Bloomington music scene. While Burton was a fan of rock music like Echo and the Bunnymen and early U2, he and original bandmates Rory Leach and Joseph Brumley aspired to create something of a hybrid in their own music.
With Early Day Miners, the initial concept was, I was really inspired at that time by composers like Brian Eno, and trying to incorporate that into rock and roll music was the idea.
The first several Early Day Miners albums were somber, delicate, and atmospheric, and quickly tagged as prime examples of the slowcore and post-rock genres of the late 90s and early 2000s. The band's most recent album, The Treatment, broke from the mold with upbeat songs, brighter production, and more intimate subject matter.
The majority of the focus has always been on the cinematic and the just inspired by place and landscape. But with The Treatment, there was a real intentional inward turn, kind of looking at my personal things that I've been going through. And I felt like I was finally at a point in my life where I was mature enough to write about myself. So it's a very personal record for me.
The shift in sound also came with a new lineup. Early Day Miners had, in the past, experimented with anything from playing with three guitarists to performing with close to a dozen people on stage. Now, Burton shares his minor duties with a smaller group, bassist Jonathan Richardson, drummer Marty Sprouse, and guitarist John Dawson.
I don't think we need to have loose borders in the band anymore. It was just out of necessity that we kind of had ourselves as a cooperative where people could join for certain tours.
The former structure of the group was born out of Burton's frustration with the transient nature of college town life.
People are always moving here and then moving away, mostly because of the university. And it's really great now because I feel like I'm playing with three people that live in Bloomington and their head isn't elsewhere. It's really refreshing to have someone tell you they're not going to move to Williamsburg or Chicago or Austin.
Not that Burton hasn't felt those pangs himself. When Early Day Miners has a new album, the band typically tours for 2 months out of the year. The liberation of being released from Bloomington's tightly contained art and social scene is something that fuels Burton's creativity.
There's not all this extra baggage and skeletons in the closet of your past bands. You're a complete stranger, and so you're judged completely on the music.
And the Alabama native is especially drawn towards New Orleans, a kind of second home where he has composed and recorded much of Early Day Miners' output.
I just find it an amazingly creative place, and musically it is a huge creative source for me.
As As Early Day Miners tightropes between the lure of the road and the comfort of community, Burton is both invigorated and soothed by collaborating on music.
You know, songwriting just happens in so many different ways. And in the past, I've often come up with arrangements and ideas and approached musicians about them. And that's a fun way to work too, but right now we're definitely in the everybody in the room coming up with ideas phase.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Josephine McCrobbie.